When Crystal Crossman, who lives in Manchester, saw that two cyclists had died after being struck by a car in Hampton, her first instinct was to blame them.
Because when they are in large groups like that with road races and such, they tend to go four or five abreast instead of one or two like they should, and it ends up taking over the whole road.
Now, she says, she doesn't think the cyclists are at fault. Hampton police say a 20-year-old driver was going southbound across the Underwood Bridge on Ocean Boulevard. She veered into the northbound lane, hitting four cyclists and killing two, 60-year-old Pamela Wells and 52-year-old Elise Bouchard. The four cyclists were participating in the 40th annual Tri-State Seacoast Sentry.
You know, cyclists always need to do a better job following the letter of the law in terms of how they ride and how they ride safely. And same for motorists.
Cyclist Marta Downing works at the popular Portsmouth bike shop Papa Wheelies. She says she's not surprised people are pointing fingers, but she's not happy either.
You know, of course, I'm disappointed as a cyclist and a passionate cyclist when the victim is somehow it was their fault that they got hit by a car.
The organizers of the ride, Granite State Wheelmen, didn't request permits to close roads for the event. But around town, people are suggesting that they should have. To that, Downing says,
absolutely not. I don't feel that way. I mean, the Granite State Sentry put on by the Granite State Wheelmen has been going on, I believe it was the 40th anniversary of that ride. It's a recreational ride. It's not a race. You know, it's a weekend, so less people, going to be running off to work. I don't think we need to close these roads. We need to share them.
The Hampton police are continuing to collect information about Saturday's fatal crash. The driver involved has not yet been charged. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.